This is a Catholic Concern for Animals podcast. Catholic Concern for Animals newsletter number 17, December 2020. Written by Chris Fegan, Chief Executive, and read by Gerald Taylor, Membership and Donor Manager. Greetings. Welcome to the last edition of the CCA digital newsletter for 2020. I have taken the opportunity to reflect on the year that is just ending, and also to look a little ahead. 2020 has been a horrendous year for everyone with the arrival of COVID-19, and especially for those who have been directly affected by the pandemic in terms of health. Catholic Concern for Animals send our thoughts and prayers to all CCA members and supporters, and especially to those who have lost a loved one or individuals still suffering. At the time of writing, we seem to have some hope for a better 2021 with the arrival of various vaccines, and those are due to begin to be distributed in this month of December. The non-human animal creation has also been affected by the pandemic. The worst case of COVID-19 in animals seems to be with mink, and we have seen horrendous reports of around 17 million mink being culled in Denmark alone, with reported cases across other parts of Europe, including in Poland and Hungary. CCA as an organisation, like many other organisations and individuals, has also been seriously affected in our day-to-day activities since March 2020, and our usual face-to-face animal advocacy and educational work has had to stop due to lockdowns and restrictions on travel, and so on. And therefore we have had to find other ways of getting our message of Catholic concern for all of God's creation out to the world's Catholic community in the last 9 or 10 months. We have continued to work with colleagues and animal advocacy partners in all sorts of areas of work, but these have now been carried on virtually. We also had to hold our own CCA annual general meeting in November via Zoom. But one benefit of this was that we were able to be joined by our overseas members, and we had CCA members from all over the world, including the USA and Australia, which was very good indeed. We were able to conduct some face-to-face work before the lockdown in March. The highlight of this was probably the CCA visit to Masaka Diocese in Uganda, where we had meetings with the Bishop of Masaka and his senior colleagues. And we were also able to give presentations in local Catholic churches, parishes and schools. We also met and spoke with the youth leaders of the diocese and visited the local seminary. One of the talking points was the issue of fish welfare. Uganda has a long history of commercial wild fishing, primarily in Lake Victoria, but more recently in aquaculture. And we were hoping to arrange for a senior Ugandan priest to visit the UK to speak to our planned Fish and Marine Welfare Conference, which we were planning to hold at Roehampton University in September 2020. Unfortunately, this had to be postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but we have now rearranged this to be held virtually next month on Monday, 18th January 2021, and registration for people to attend is now open. The conference is open to everyone and is free of charge, and you can find more details in our website. We have continued our work in supporting the 3-year academic research project, Christian Ethics of Farmed Animal Welfare, and we were delighted when the policy framework document was launched only a few weeks ago. This new framework is a breakthrough in Christian research on farmed animals, and we believe it will be highly influential in shaping opinion on the future of farming practice, not only in the UK, but also elsewhere in the years to come. The policy framework document can be viewed and downloaded at www.chester.ac.uk/Christian-Ethics-Farmed-Animal-Welfare/C4, that's CEFAW, -policy-framework. That's www.chester.ac.uk/Christian-Ethics-Farmed-Animal-Welfare/C4-Policy-Framework. We have continued to work for the well-being of all of God's creation, both human and non-human, despite the horrible restrictions we all, as individuals and members of society, have had to endure in 2020. And some of the issues we have looked at include the horrendous trade in many species of wild animals for their body parts and the food industry, including kangaroos and tigers, elephants and bats. We must not forget that this appalling COVID-19 pandemic is thought to have originated from a wet market in China around this time last year. We have also done our best to try and alleviate some of the worst suffering of animals due to COVID-19 by increasing by fourfold our Phyllis Mary Trust grants this year to small animal sanctuaries, and it has been noticeable that equines have been particularly badly affected. You can see details of our grant-making work at catholic-animals.com/Phyllis-Mary-Trust. That's catholic-animals.com/Phyllis-Mary-Trust. CCA Podcast and YouTube. I would also like to remind you that you can now listen to the CCA newsletter by podcast, and this can be found at www.buzzsprout.com/1486288. That's www.buzzsprout.com. Spelt buzzsprout.com/1486288. We have also now launched the new CCA YouTube channel, and this can be found at www.youtube.com/channel/UC18C3BJIS EUBIBICCK9-BJQ. That's www.youtube.com/channel/uppercase U uppercase C 18 uppercase B lowercase J lowercase I lowercase S uppercase E uppercase U lowercase B lowercase I uppercase B lowercase I lowercase C lowercase C lowercase K 9-lowercase B uppercase J uppercase Q. CCA Fish Conference, Monday, 18th January 2021. This major event is now less than a month away, and details can be found at catholic-animals.com/CCA-events/CCA-fish-and-marine-conference. I hope that you enjoyed reading this latest edition of the CCA newsletter. It can be sent directly by email to you and indeed to family, friends and colleagues every fortnight by writing to me at chrisfegan@catholic-animals.com. That's Chris Fegan, C-H-R-I-S-F-E-G-A-N, at catholic-animals.com. The newsletter is now available in a Spanish language version, so if you or a friend or colleague would like a copy of the Spanish edition, please let me know at the email address above. Best wishes, Chris Fegan, Chief Executive, Catholic Concern for Animals. That was a Catholic Concern for Animals podcast. Newsletter number 17, written by Chris Fegan, Chief Executive, and read by Gerald Taylor, Membership and Donor Manager.